Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk to a guy who's a part of it, who's in this unusual training camp. Joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline is Dante Fowler from the Atlanta Falcons. First and foremost, Dante, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, always, absolutely. Always. We talked to Grady yesterday and just about how things are different. And I wonder, you've been through plenty of training camps. Does your body clock know that it's time for football? It's been a weird summer, but you're there now. Like, does your football body clock know that it's time to go?
Yeah, well, once you get into training camp, you're never going to be in, football shape. So, you got to get your body in football shape, but it's up to you to be ready. Like, just to have that energy ready to come in to work and just be able, to be able to go to work, with your brothers and stuff. So, I was super excited. I was tired of just sitting in the house, and quarantining, having curfews and things like that. So I couldn't wait to come out here and just participate and, get in the playbook and get ready to go. But I think everybody's ready to go. Everybody's taking care of their body, doing the right things, doing extra work, getting extra conditioning, and just to be ready for when, training camp really starts. And I think strength and conditioning staff, Coach Jess, they're doing a great job of just, building us into it. And, by the time, training camp comes for our first day of practice, we'll be in football shape.
Dante, what were some of your expectations when you, like you said, you were quarantined at home and everything, and now, you get the thing signed, and now you guys can actually be here in Atlanta? Because you signed so long ago, but you still weren't able to come in and go into the Flowery Branch and everything. How has it been since you've been here as far as the new protocols, as far as the social distancing of the lockers and all these different things?
It's definitely different, but what's cool that we have is Mr. Arthur Blank, he has these dorms, so I think those are very useful and very helpful. And, it's just a crazy time that we're living in now. So, we can't use the nice locker rooms that we have, but, we have our own dorms, and we have our locker rooms set up in our room. So it's super convenient. The dorms are right there by the field, so all we have to do is just, put our clothes on, put our gear on, and, walk straight up to the field. So it's not that bad.
Dante Fowler joining us from the Falcons as day two of on-field workouts has come to an end. And Dante, we know when we talked to you a few months back, you wanted to be in Atlanta. Like you made a very concerted effort to be here. Dan Quinn being the coach was a part of it. What's it been like the first couple days actually getting to be around Dan Quinn a little bit?
It's really cool. It's not like how it was at UF, how I was with him all the time, I had meetings with him and things like that. So it's different, but just to be able to sit around him and feel his energy, know that he's right there, it's great. It's everything I asked for, and I'm just happy that I was able to have this opportunity just to be able to show this franchise, the type of pass rusher that they're going to have for a little minute.
Dante, throughout this whole thing, how has it been for you as far as you getting your training in? I'm assuming you were back in Jacksonville before you came back up here. How was that training part going with it, and how did the meetings go also when you're trying to get familiar with your teammates that until recently you just met them?
Some of the players I already knew, and we have one good thing about it, we have virtual meetings still, so we still had an OTA phase. But it's just we couldn't do on-field work because we wasn't with each other, of course, because all the buildings and facilities were shut down. So we was always, in virtual meetings, talking to each other, building the chemistry like that. And, we linked up with each other. It was like, we just hit off from where we left at on the virtual meetings. So it's nothing new. I love my guys. I love my squad on the team. They have personalities and things like that. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty cool.
Dante Fowler joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And Dante, you haven't been shy about personal expectations, about things you want to accomplish on the field as an Atlanta Falcon. And we're all excited to see what that looks like. The pass rush hasn't been as good the last couple of years as we hoped that it would be. How good can this group be? You, Grady, and the rest of you guys, how good can this pass rush be?
Well, I think we're going to be, I think the sky's the limit for us. You know, Grady's coming off a Pro Bowl year. Cat looks in the best shape. I'm pretty sure he feels the best he's ever been since he's been playing football. He looked like he's going to do a lot of dangerous things. A lot of guys, you know, even from Charles Harris, I feel like he has a lot of stuff to prove and things like that. So, you know, we're out here, we're working, we're putting in a lot of good work, and everybody's getting that same mentality that we were going to be one of the top pass rushing teams and one of the top sack leading teams in the NFL. So you got to have that type of mentality, and you got to work to get to where you want to go. So we definitely put in the work. This only the second day, but I feel like we put in a great 2 days. And we're just going to keep going for that, taking a day at a time.
Dante, we've talked about a lot of times that, you know, growing up in football, since you were probably in college, you live an itinerary lifestyle. How's the itinerary for everything so far? Is it different than what you used to, or some things new to you?
It's pretty different, but, you know, usually when you're in camp, you know, you're always around each other. You're always having things to do. You're in the facility down there for 12 hours. Sort of 15 right, hours, right. But, you know, it's a little different. Everybody has to, you know, have to have their space. Everybody has to, you know, quarantine and things like that. It's a little different. You know, not everybody's in the weight room working out with each other and things like that. It's kind of set up a little different. But I'd rather everybody play it safe and, you know, do the right protocol than, you know, the league getting shut down. I want to have a season this year because I know it's going to be a great year for us. And that'd be shame for the season to go to waste. So anything that we can do, you know, to get to the season, that's what I'm all about.
Dante, I don't know how much you think about this. The season is still a ways away, but there's a chance that there won't be fans in the stands when you guys are playing. I can't imagine you've played a lot of football games in your life, at least not the last handful of years, in front of an empty stadium. What's that going to be like? How difficult is that going to be to get pumped up to play in front of a potentially empty stadium?
Well, I've been watching the NBA games and things like that, so I see they have virtual fans and, you know, things like that. Probably have some crowd noise or something like that. So, you know, I always try to find the good in some things. I am a crowd pleaser, so I love to pump the crowd up. But so it'd be weird to just be pumping the crowd up on air. But anything that's going to get me going and get me juiced up, I'm going to do it. So it definitely will be different, but it's okay.
I can't wait to see that, because I can see you, because we love how you play and you do, you dust off the shoes and everything and do the pump up, and there's nobody, I mean, they might turn the volume up on the speakers.
Yeah, when I scream, it'll be a nice little echo throughout the stadium if there's no fans, but I'm hoping there's we're able to have some fans. You know, I feel like we should be able to have fans and things like that, as long as we do it the right way. But if it's not, you just got to adapt, adjust, and overcome.
Dante, we appreciate it.
We can't wait to
see you guys get out there. Good luck with the rest of training camp, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Dante.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.